Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with Elizabeth Hamilton Garino and Chris Fuller, helping you and people across the globe live life to the fullest. Our focus is on you, so you can be your best and create the life you deserve. Visit us at besteveryou.com.
Love that new intro. Thank you so much to Randy K for that. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hamilton Garino here with Andrew Weiss. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thank you for hosting.
Yeah, you've got quite a lot going on. So thanks for taking a break and being with me for about the next half hour or so. I thought we would start with PodFest. It looks like you're the chief operations officer of everything PodFest. You've got so much going on. Do you want to take a moment and tell us all about PodFest this year? Because it looks amazing.
Yeah, I'd love to. And I'll start by saying I essentially got involved because back in May 2020, I put together my own virtual event called Fight the Fluff, where essentially, I don't know about you, Elizabeth, but whenever you go to a conference and hear a presentation and they talk about how important their topic is and then don't actually give any content, it's a very frustrating thing. So I decided to host my own event to combat that, and because it went well, one of the speakers introduced me to Chris Tremitzos, who's the founder of PodFest, and he's been doing over 2,000 events over the past 10 years, and decided to bring me on as his operations officer in August 2020, and during that time, we put together PodFest Global, where we broke a Guinness World Record for world's largest virtual podcasting event in 1 week. And that definitely has taken off our virtual event business since then.
That's amazing. And what's the website you want to direct everybody to? Because so many people, they scroll around while they're listening to our show. Do you want to just give us websites or website, whichever you prefer?
I'd love to give you all the sites of the web. Oh, yes. You can go to podfestexpo.online, podfestexpo.online. And there you can actually get a ticket for our upcoming event, PodFest, May 30th to 7th, 2021, and our main week is May 10th to 13th. And if you're listening on this, you can actually get a free pass for our pre-week with the code MASTERCLASS to join us.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's always nice when you can get a free ticket for something so valuable. Now, it looks like there is going to be so much amazing content, and I think it's running May 10th through the 13th, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
And are there different levels of tickets that you can purchase, or is it all free, or how does that work?
Yeah, so our pre-week event is more for our beginners and beginning content creators, essentially. So it's people who want to get into the podcasting space, get into the online course or video production space, and essentially start growing their brand from scratch. And that's what that discount gives you, is $99 off to give you that free access that week. And then the next week is more for people who want to monetize, who want to build their brands, who are already creating content and want extra advice. And that's a more premium access ticket for the May 10th and 13th. And we have a lot of topics involved from, you know, using music in your podcast, social media growth 101. We have tips and tricks about how to grow your brand, and just a lot of best speakers and best content from around the world coming together to make sure that a rising tide lifts all boats.
Perfect. And I hear you have a birthday on Friday.
I do, yeah. I'm turning 27.
27. I ought to be 27 again. That's awesome. But I hear you're doing a little 27 for 27 speech or something like that. Tell us all about that, because that would be really fun to tune in and listen to if we can.
Yeah. Definitely. So I'm a big fan of public speaking. Even though I was that shy, awkward, well, I wasn't shy, I was always kind of awkward and goofy in high school and definitely finding myself. And even though I love being on stages, what actually sparked my passion for public speaking was Toastmasters in college. And I became president of the club. And afterwards, after college, I gave over 1,000 presentations in 3 years and recognized that communication is definitely one of the top skills people can learn in the world and something I'm very passionate about. And so on Friday, I'm going to give some 27 pieces of advice to people who, I was looking for best ways to optimize their life. And one of the pieces of advice as a little teaser is, I love the quote that no one should ever believe in you more than you believe in yourself, and no one should love you more than you love yourself. And if I had known that earlier, I definitely would have been a lot more happier and confident myself and accomplished more.
I hear you. So I would love to take what you do, that presentation, if you can think about the think about us while at, you know, repurposing your content there. I'd love to put that on besteveryou.com. So if there's a way to do that and make that happen, I'd love to do that, because here's one of the things. So I'm going to be 52 this year. I'm much older than you, but I really believe no matter how old you are or who you are or where you are, you know, all those types of things, that you can really learn a lot from each other. So I really respect younger people, because I think there's so much to learn from them. And that might be from a younger person's standpoint. I'm not sure. Everybody, I always hear, I don't ever feel heard. I feel, you know, dismissed by older people. And I am just not one of those.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, there's a book I also love called The Magic of Thinking Big, and it's written by Dr. David Schwartz. And that's definitely one of the top most recommended books that I recommend to people. And one of the things that they talk about in the book is the very first sentence is that whenever there's a new job application out there, if it's for a minimum wage position, you'll get 50, 100 applications. But whenever there's a new job application for a manager or a leader of a company, you might get 5 to 10. And people need to recognize the importance of, if you think big in the first place, you're already putting yourself at a higher tier than most people, and that gives you an advantage. And something that he mentions in the book, too, is you should never treat anyone worse than you, and you should never treat anyone better than you. And along those lines, you know, he mentions, too, how as long as you're providing results that people care about, they don't care about your age, your ethnic background, your religion. If you're someone who can give some results, they're happy to speak with you and work with you. And that's definitely a mantra that I live by, is providing people results.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I love this too. So you're the founder of Weiss Wisdom. Tell us about that, because it does sound like you're wise. You're learning. I saw in your background it said, I have failed this and done that and this and that thing, and now I've, you know, come through to the other side, and I'm just like, oh, what did you go through? I would love to hear that and how you got to this moment.
Yes, I definitely am very fortunate and grateful that I actually grew up in an entrepreneurial household as a kid. My father is an entrepreneur, and so I was able to learn at a young age that it actually is possible to set your own timelines of when you go to work, when you come home. There's no limit how much money you can make each year. And I always had that vision for myself of having that freedom of flexibility and freedom of no limits to how much money you can make at a time. And so when I was working with the nonprofit, we actually taught entrepreneurship and professional skills to high school students through a program called the Young Entrepreneurs Business Week. And I did that program myself when I was in high school to get that early exposure. And after college, or actually after the program, that's when I decided to start my own company, Weiss Wisdom. And I started off as a public speaking and sales company to teach people how to get paid to sell through stage, essentially. Or once they book their gigs, how do you actually sell from stage? And after that, I shifted a little bit into doing my virtual events. And eventually, I do want to have that Weiss Wisdom brand that includes public speaking workshops, includes retreats, online courses, books, events, all the above that comes with giving people the results they need. Because, you know, I recognize that there's a lot of things that we can continue to help each other with. And if some people have more answers, they need to be sharing them. And that's why I'm always passionate and believing in helping others every chance I get.
Yeah, that's awesome. So any chance you get to do things over on the Best Ever You side, we'll certainly do whatever we can do to support you as well. What's your ideal? I think you said this already, but I would love to just expand on it. You know, what's going to happen at PodFest, and who is your ideal, you know, person who clicks the button and registers?
Yeah, so I once again would separate into two categories. So you have person A, they're like, you know what, I have a message to share, I have a story to share, I have advice to share, I want to be able to share content with the world, but I don't have a podcast, I don't have a YouTube channel, I don't have a book, I don't have an online course, I got to get started. And that's exactly what the pre-week is for, is for people who want to get into being a content creator and being a personal brand and what that entails, and get the resources and advice and skills they need, and making sure that they don't make the same mistakes as other people. And then for our main week content creators, those are people who, hey, I have a podcast, I have a YouTube channel, I have a radio show, I have this brand, but I don't know how to make money from it, and I don't know how to get more people to actually listen in. So that second week is definitely for people who want to expand upon their brand and monetize it and recognize that it can be done. People can make a full-time living off their personal brand through selling their services, selling products, selling merchandise, selling affiliates. And that's exactly the kind of skills we want to teach people so they can have that freedom in the first place and live that life that they've always dreamed of.
And who is speaking at the conference? Like, who's, do you have a keynote? Do you have some people that you'd really recommend listening to, you know, those types of things?
Yeah, so some speakers are definitely excited for is actually a guy who invented the credit card, which is pretty crazy. And his name is Ron Klein, and he's giving a keynote presentation called Strategies for Long-Term Success. And obviously, as the inventor of the credit card, he has a good sense of how to go about that. So
yeah.
We're definitely very excited about that. And that's just one example. And part of the podcast community, too, is, you know, what we've come to recognize is just because you, quote-unquote, have a big-name speaker there, that's not the end-all, be-all what makes a conference. What makes a conference is the content involved, is the community, is the people who are here support each other and want to see you succeed. And that's really our focus of our events is people come for the content and they stay for the community. And Chris Kremitzos, he spent the past 10 years working hard to create a culture of each other, have a positive mental attitude, who are willing to give and without expecting anything in return. And once people recognize that community, there's a reason why they keep coming back to our events again and again and again.
Yeah, and I could sense that as I became new to your community. This is a longstanding podcast, and I don't know where I've been, but we won't go there. But, you know, I discovered you guys, and the welcome in has been fantastic. I'm so grateful for you and the way you've treated me, because, you know, that's one of the things I always say is, you know, it's how you make people feel that they really remember. Not really what they said or did or anything, but it's really truly how you make people feel. And your welcoming crew has been top notch.
Thank you. Yeah, we definitely work hard at that. And that, and like you said, that Maya Angelou quote about people remembering how you made them feel is definitely something we like to live by. And just wait till you hear the come to the gratitude ceremony as well. It's definitely one of our favorite parts of our conference. We all come together and talk about things we're grateful for. And you know, you don't do that at most conferences and events. Usually it's get out, and get on with it. And Chris and I have actually decided to put together group coaching programs for people who want to help implementing the information they learned during the event and be able to take that. And also part of the community aspect that I mentioned is at the end of the week we have a gratitude ceremony where people come talk about what they learned, what they're grateful for, and sometimes tears are shed. I might be guilty of that. And it's a great experience for everyone.
Yeah. And so that sounds really amazing. That is very different from other conferences. And that's all. But let's talk about the difference between something being in person and something being online. How has everything with COVID and everything shifted your event?
Right now? Oh, that personally, Chris is the one. So PodFest Expo is actually one of the largest in-person events, I want to say 2,000-plus people in May 2020, literally one of the last events before COVID officially shut everything down. And we talked about the week we were able to bring people together in August 2020 for PodFest Global. He mentioned the story from the movie Sing. Have you seen the movie Sing before?
You know what? I actually couldn't hear you. Cut out right there. What did you say?
Oh, have you seen the movie Sing? Before?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. I don't think so. I don't know if I'm hearing you right either. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, basically, so Chris is having all these in-person events. Your things are going great. And what's Chris's passion for PodFest Global is he has two little daughters, and they watch this cartoon movie called Sing. And in the movie...
Oh, Sing. Yes. I'm getting all sorts of Andrew. I'm going to stop you for a second.
Yeah.
I'm getting all sorts of beeps and clicks, and I can't hear you very well.
Weird. Let's see here.
Can you? It's kind of been happening throughout the show here and there, but it really just got to the point where I couldn't even hear you.
Oh no! Let me try.
There, now I can hear you.
Oh, is this better now?
Yeah, way.
Okay, I'll just stay in the spot and not move. Okay. So essentially, in the movie, you're trying to put together an event, and the whole theater gets flooded, and he's still able to bring fellow animals and together and be able to make the event a success. So as far as in-person to virtual, we definitely have learned, you know, how to still do well at the virtual game because of the community that has been cultivated and the fact that we're fortunate ones that are still able to help make the event a reality as well. And we have noticed there's a platform called Whova, W-H-O-V-A, that allows people to connect virtually in a great format as well, and they've shifted too. So the answer is virtual events are great because it's a great way to bring people together around the world much easier. Live events are awesome too because of the live energy involved, and it's all about just the most important thing, bringing people together in the first place, and just valuable skills to help their lives.
No, absolutely, and you're right. That online platform is lovely that you guys have on the back end of everything that you're doing there. That's quite a cool community that you're building. So it has. I'm not going to keep you much longer. Just maybe a few more minutes because I really want to talk about, if you don't mind, I'd love to talk about why community is so important to you, and then I also have a couple questions just on the best ever you side of things about helping people be their best. But I'm going to probably have 5 more questions for you. But the first one is, why is community so important to you?
You know, to me personally, I've always been someone who either it's been something I've been taught in school or something I'd like to think is in my human nature that I want to do everything I can to leave the world better than I found it. And when I think of community, I think of how much we can accomplish by building houses, how much we can accomplish by creating delicious meals, how much we can accomplish by doing things together. Because there's an African proverb that if you want to go fast, you'll go alone. But if you want to go far, that's when you'll want to travel with others.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
It's all about people being able to help each other out and have that cohesiveness, collaborations. And humans are very social creatures. And if we don't keep learning how to best leverage our strengths and skills to help build greater things, then what's the point of living in our own isolated huts all the time?
Yeah. All right. And we have, on Best Ever You, we have, it's in a couple of my books and on our website and so forth, but we have a saying called Your Incredible Yes. And this is a moment where you said yes to something or someone and it changed your life. Do you have an incredible yes? But do you have an incredible yes that you would share with us?
We've talked about a lot, but definitely the most recent incredible yes has been deciding to work with the PodFest team. It's been incredible being able to impact people around the world, to bring people together, to be on the cutting edge of the world's best content from the world's best content creators. Being a part of a community where everyone supports each other, wants to see each other succeed without expecting anything in return. So almost 9 months have definitely been incredible because of me saying yes in August 2020 working at PodFest.
Beautiful. And then how do you help yourself or other people be their incredible best?
Yeah, so what I would do whenever I meet with someone is I essentially get a sense of their story. And I recognize what does their journey entail, and recognize everyone has superhero strengths. Everyone has superhero powers, and if, whether they need to recognize it within themselves or whether they just have someone else recognize that to making that happen. And I just think of pretty much every superhero movie, and they're always trying to either hide their true power or people trying to hide their power from them because they don't want them to know how powerful they are. I just watched the movie Mulan recently, and in the movie, her dad knows that she has a chi, but she's not allowed to use her chi because she's a woman. But then, of course, once she embraces the fact that she has that chi power, she becomes one of the best fighters on the planet. And I just think about that, how many people are holding back their strengths, their powers, or holding back the fact that they can develop them and create them out of thin air if they wanted to, literally. And
yeah.
So I'd say for living your best self is recognizing what strengths you have and doing a personal audit and having someone audit it for you, or what strengths you want to develop, and then just like the Matrix, download it into your database and make it happen.
Awesome. All right. Love all the wisdom. Andrew, it has been really fun having you with us here on the Best Ever You Show, and I wish you all best of luck with your PodFest Multimedia Expo Masterclass, all of it. Everybody can go to podfestglobal.online. Or was there one more website you wanted to – was that the website, or did you want one other one for people to go to?
Yeah, either one works, podfestglobal.online or podfestexpo.online, both work. And then,
perfect.
Yeah, just remember to use the code MASTERCLASS to get $99 off and attend preview for free, and we'd love to see you there.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Andrew. Is there anything else that I didn't ask you that you want to talk about before we go, or do we get it all in there? Happy birthday, by the way. Have a great Friday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I think that covers it. No, I'm excited that for those tuning in, that I would love to have you join us at our event, of course. Definitely tell your friends about the Best Ever You Show. This has been a great experience for me, and I'm looking forward to see where the show goes.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Andrew, thank you. And again, happy birthday. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening. We're so glad you tuned in. Be brave, be bold, be you. And remember to visit us at besteveryou.com.